I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Honduras is sliding towards greater instability with a refusal to reinstate the ousted Honduran president. HCJB Global's John Hurst says, with tensions high in the capital, partner Radio HRVC is concentrating on one thing.
They are focused on prayer because they want to remain neutral in the conflict, but at the same time, they see this as a great opportunity to call the nation of Honduras to prayer.
Keep praying. HRVC has been on the air for 46 years, broadcasting the gospel to 70% of the country, as well as portions of neighboring Nicaragua and Guatemala. Next, International Christian Concern reports a conviction in the Arisa sectarian riots. Nearly a year after the outbreak of anti-Christian violence, the state government sentenced the man who incited the initial trouble to 4 years in prison. The violence from that incident spread, displacing thousands, costing hundreds of believers their lives. The conviction is timely because anti-Christian violence is flaring once more in Arisa. A church leader there says the conviction will boost confidence and hope. And a great crate should be landing in Haiti soon as follow-up after a mission trip. A team from Christian Resources International spent 2 weeks in the country working with a local church in orphanages as well as doing Bible distribution.
So a second blessing will be that there are a lot more resources on their way that will be distributed even after the fact of our trip.
That's John Lowry of CRI. He says they've hired a shipping company who has a more direct route through the current backups at the docks. Pray that new leadership opens up more avenues for ministry and that the Great Crate makes it through customs quickly. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.